With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate border bill was unveiled Sunday night to almost immediate condemnation from conservative Republicans. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn was quick to say in a statement, "I will not support this bill." Senator Josh Hawley writes on social media, "This is an open borders bill if I've ever seen one. The Democrats are celebrating already. Prospects look even worse for the bill in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson says the package is even worse than he expected, and that, quote, if this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival." Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the United States plans to carry out further military strikes against Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for killing three American soldiers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
White House officials say Friday's strikes on more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria were the beginning, not the end, of the U.S. response. Jake Sullivan is President Biden's national security advisor.
The president is determined to respond forcefully to attacks on our people. President also is not looking for a wider war in the Middle East.
However, Sullivan also told NBC's Meet the Press that if Iran chose to respond directly to the United States, they would be met with a swift and forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Thursday, the Supreme Court scheduled to hear arguments over whether Donald Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado. It's the first time the nation's highest court will hear a case on Section 3, which was used to keep former Confederates from holding government offices. A second atmospheric river barreling through Southern California, unleashing mudslides, flooding roadways, and knocking out power as the soggy state braced for another day of heavy rains. The Dow is down 261 points, the NASDAQ 17 points in the red. This is SRN News. A pastor in Vietnam is going to jail. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Nay Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National Marriage Week begins on Wednesday. Time to start exactly 7 days before Valentine's Day. The event is designed to promote marriage at a time when the institution is in sharp decline in this country. Research consistently demonstrates that married couples experience great health, financial stability, and personal happiness. This is SRN News. It was 50 years ago when a young woman became one of the most infamous kidnap victims in history.
Newspaper heiress Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army in Berkeley, California. The 19-year-old college student's abduction eventually led her to joining forces with the SLA for a 1974 bank robbery that earned her a prison sentence. Hearst is nearing 70 later this month and has been in the news again in recent years. This time, her dogs have won prizes in the Westminster Kennel Dog Show. Jason Walker reporting.
The 2026 World Cup final will be played at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey on July 19th. The U.S. team will play its opener at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California on June 12th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.